And it is time for baseball.
How we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. Now, I have another one of these for you, and this is about the prospects, but this goes to the pitchers. Now, for relief guys, this is different. I'm referring to the starting pitchers here. Now, I've referred to PMM, physical, mental, or mechanical, if there's something going wrong. But the one thing that despises me is if you have a young starting prospect, let's say he's in his early to mid-20s. I hate when it's in the very early 20s and, you know, they say, hey, he's ready for the major league level. You don't rush him. You don't want to rush prospects. That's a given rule. You don't want to rush any if you really think high of them. That's just how it is. But when you do call him up, give him a start. I don't want to hear any of this crapola of, oh, he'll be in the bullpen. Okay. When you're a starting pitcher, you know you're going to start that day. What do? You make sure you're well rested. You make sure you eat well. You make sure you train well. You make sure your head is clear. You do all these things in your routine. It's like a ritual. So, when a starting pitcher goes through all of this, and, you know, you got to be careful of, you know, sometimes these guys and their superstitions, anything could happen at that point. But why would you throw them off routine by any means necessary? It just seems weird to do so. Furthermore, let's take Luis Patino. This is a starting pitching prospect for the San Diego Padres. So where I'm going forward here is he pitched 2 innings. Now his first inning in his professional baseball career, uneventful. There's a 3-run home run given up. But in the second inning, dialed down, he was good. You're going to get the ups and downs. Now, this is what I hate about the shorter rosters. This is back when it was 25. I think the roster should stay at 28. I think it should be 30 going into how they want the, you know, the players union and the league to discuss things. But the one thing I can't stand is that you're having a starting pitcher thrown off routine to be put in the bullpen. You don't know when he's going to play. And that's just the thing is, he's not in the routine of, do I play catch today? Do I not play catch today? How do I know when to stretch? How do I know when to warm up? It's like, you know, you got to put him in a dirty inning at that? Are you going to put him in with a lead? Are you going to put him in when he's going to be mopping up? What is it? You want to give him the proper MLB experience. So if it's a 5-0 wash game, 6 inning, you put him in and they're down by 5 runs. It's not like, no pressure, kid. It might be what they call garbage time. All depends on the situation, the circumstances. And then if you put him in for the, you know, if it's a 5-0 lead, is that just a barrier and you have confidence in him? Do you just want to give him a little cushion to ease the stress and the pressure? What is that? And I simply haven't gotten a straight answer. But the one thing that drives me nuts more than anything is, again, this is a starting pitcher. He'll throw 1 game, 1 inning. 2 days later, he might throw an R inning, or 3 days. These starting pitchers have routine, meaning, hey, how many days has it been since I've thrown the baseball? When's the last time since I've pitched? A starting pitcher, you take the ball every 5th day. depending on the schedule, depending if there's an off day, you know, you might get 5 days worth of rest, and the sixth day you take the ball again and you pitch on the mound. So from that, every fifth day, after he pitches one inning, two innings maybe, when is the next time he's available? Because if nobody remembers this, this is what we got into with Seth Lugo of the New York Mets. He would pitch one inning and then not be available for 4 days, which if you're a solid relief pitcher and one of the best of the year, that can't fly. It just doesn't fly. Because what happens if there's an important situation in two games and you say, oh, I can't, my arm. Or, oh, hey, I'm too sore. Or, hey, I'm too fatigued. Then you got to switch up the roles. That means that man has to go at least two innings, regardless of pitch count. Because if you can't use him in the next 2-3 days, what do you give him? Is he a mop-up guy? Is he one of your very special occasions, like a bottle of champagne? Hey, here it is. It tastes okay, but this is what we got in the meantime. And then there is the old famous, hey, we're going to pitch you one inning. 2 days later, you're going to pitch an our inning. You get into a busy bullpen. You need arms. You send him down. You give him 3 to 4 days of rest, and he makes a start down in the minors. Possibly makes 2 or 3. Then back up just to go in the bullpen. Why? Why are we taking a starter out of routine yet again and putting him in the bullpen? And who knows how long or if he even does pitch. I remember some guys where they were starting for a little bit, then he got moved to the bullpen for 2 seasons, then he went back to the rotation. If you go by certain players where they just rotted because of their roles, there's been so many. So many. Brian Mitchell comes to mind from the Padres. This could be a lot of Padre players, actually. And if you don't want to put too much pressure on Luis Catino, you got Cal Quantrill, the son of Paul Quantrill, who had a very long MLB career as a reliever. Now, apparently, he's on innings limit. But if you are a relief pitcher, the innings limit is literally meaningless. Let's say you have 100 appearances, which they won't. Let's say you pitch an inning apiece, again, which they won't. You still aren't even close to the max innings you can have on the arm. I believe first year it goes 140 to 160, the following year 160 to 180, and then the third year fair game. It might depend on the surgeon, it might depend on the doctor. But the very last time I checked, should be fine. So with that in mind, Luis Catino could be, I guess you could say, the opener. Now I have no idea how the Tampa staff isn't having blown out arms. But I digress. But Cal Quantrill could just back him up like he has so far this season. I don't see what the problem is. Am I crazy? Am I missing something? Why are we throwing a 20-year-old off routine and into the bullpen? Oh, and what's going to happen is they're going to be like, oh, you only get the starting job if one guy gets hurt. Yeah, okay. Hey, Patino, can you start? Yeah. I just need 4 days of rest and I can try it. Haven't done it in like 3 years, but we could try it. Spare me. Please. People can read through the BS. It's just how it goes. So what you do with your prospect, again, it's really up to the general manager, of course. But be very careful, because if you unintentionally hurt him physically, mentally, or anything else, it could be routine. It could be the mental capacity of, oh, hey, this is my role. You just never know. Which is why you treat it gently. Thank you, everybody. This is AJ Torres, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. And thank you very much for tuning in today. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Relentless41. And as long as I have connection and the availability, we can always talk baseball. Take it easy and have a good night. Later.